We're talking basketball with two fine young players in the NBA, both with the Golden State Warriors, so look for them as you watch NBA basketball because they're going to be around for a long time. Harrison Barnes, a forward for the Warriors, also Draymond Green, a forward as well. Tell me what the recruiting process was like for each of you. Harrison, of course, as I mentioned, I noticed you Skyped your acceptance. You're shaking your head. To Roy Williams, is that true?
Yes, when I was a young man, I thought it'd be wise to try to do something different, and I decided to do my decision on Skype.
What was the reaction?
From the UNC fans or from the other fans?
All of them. I'm sure they were different.
From the UNC fans, they were ecstatic. They were happy. From everybody else, words like selfish and egotistical definitely floated around. So definitely there was a broad spectrum of emotions.
And your final decision to go to UNC, what was it based on? I'm always interested in what kids ultimately decide, because a lot of people talk about academics, and yet I've always found you go to the school. I remember a coach telling me in football one time, I said, what's the first question you ever get asked when you go into a recruit's home? He said, it used to be, how many times are we going to be on television? He said, now we're on television all the time. He said, now it's, how long do I have to stay before I can jump to professional basketball and everything? Well, what was the decision-making process for you?
The biggest thing for me was how well I got along with my teammates. Obviously, I knew I was going to spend a lot of time, in class with the coaches, obviously playing at a high level. But, I mean, the dudes that I was going to be, practicing with every single day, in the locker room with, going out to eat with, living with. So I got along with the guys at UNC so well, guys I still talk to today, guys I still keep in touch with who are at the school now. And it just made my whole college experience that much more different.
Was it hard for you to get out of the state of Iowa?
Yeah, I'd say it was difficult. Obviously I have a lot of love in the state of Iowa. I love that state. It raised me. So, it was tough leaving, but I knew it was the best decision for me.
Draymond, for you, you never wanted to leave the state. You already said that Michigan State was your ideal place. That's the place you dreamed of. But how difficult was it? Did Michigan make a run at you?
Yes. My Michigan State fans will, of course, hate it, but my final decision came down to Michigan State and Indiana.
How much did that have to do with academics, basketball, or Tom Izzo?
Of course, anytime you're looking at Michigan, you're going to take academics into consideration. And I think it helped a lot that Michigan State was a pretty good academic school as well. But, playing for Coach Izzo was one of the things that really made me want to go to Michigan State. Of course, like Harrison said, I wasn't really into how good would I get along with my teammates. And, when I actually first committed to Michigan State, before I asked Coach Izzo, he said, name me some things that you would want out of coming here. I named 7 things. It was like playing time, how my family doing, winning, all those things. And he named off all 6 things, and then the 7th thing he said, well, playing time. I can't guarantee you that. I don't know how you're going to work. I don't know who's going to outplay you. I don't know all this. So I can't guarantee you that. And when he said that, it made me love him that much more just as a person. Like, you didn't lie to me. Sometimes the recruiting game is a big lie. And for you to not lie to me and tell me that straight up, it made me want to go to Michigan State that much more.
Yeah, one of the things I heard, I remember talking to Mike Krzyzewski. I've known him for a long time. And I asked him, I said, do you set goals for your team? He said, no. And he said, what if I set a goal winning 20 games and we win our first 20 games? What the hell do we do after that then? And he says, I don't lie to my kids. I don't promise them, they're going to have so much playing time. He said, I do one thing, though. He said, when I go into a recruit's home, he said, I make sure I ask the question of a parent or both of them. And then out of the corner of my eye, as the parents are answering the question, I see if the kid rolls his eyes or not as his parents are answering the question. I said, what does that tell you? He says, that tells me if he doesn't do that, that he respects authority and he respects his parents. And I thought it was really insightful. And you can see the character of people that he has at his program. You can see the character for Roy Williams, certainly at North Carolina, and Tom Izzo up at Michigan State as well. The personalities of those two coaches, I wonder if you each would go into them, because I've known Roy for a long time as well. He looks like he's dead serious. Tom Izzo looks like he's – I think his arms and legs are going to come off and his ears are going to go flying and his eyes pop out of his head or not. But tell me a little bit about Roy and the type of coach he is.
Coach Williams, he's old school. He's loud. He'll get in your face. But at the end of the day, all he wants to do is win. I mean, we did some crazy things at school, and just in terms of running, conditioning, that kind of stuff. He's old school. That's the biggest thing I'll say. He's old school.
You have one of the great, great basketball rivalries. Every state has one, but certainly the Duke-North Carolina rivalry. On game day, game night, tell me what that is like, whether it's out in Chapel Hill or whether it's down the road at Duke.
I mean, I can't even explain it. I mean, it's that was probably the highlight of my college experience. I mean, just playing those games, just because, I mean, it was so much bigger than that. I mean, everyone has their school that they cheer for, but then it was like everyone kind of had their like side bet of, oh, who are you going with, UNC or Duke? So, I mean, it was like the Super Bowl. I mean, twice a year, sometimes even three times a year, it was like the Super Bowl.
And how about over at Michigan State? Tell me a little bit about Tom Izzo.
I mean, it sounds pretty similar to Coach Williams. You know, just a guy who's going to get all in your face. You know, he's going to yell. He's going to scream. Anything you do wrong, he's going to have a problem with it. But at the end of the day, everything that you do, he expects excellence. And, you know, his only motive is to win. But also, you know, one thing that I found out with Coach Izzo, he's the type of guy where some people – he wants them to succeed more than they personally want to succeed. And, you know, I feel like when you got a coach and a guy who wants you to be successful just as much or more than you want to be successful, how can you not love that guy as a coach? And, you know, that's one of my big reasons for our relationship being so good. You know, he's such a genuine person. But, you know, when you get on that court and when you're in the office, it's two completely different time zones. You know, we like to say, you know, when you're in the office, you got time. When you step on the court, you got Izzo. It's a whole different beast.
Yeah. The other thing, too, about him is that he really gets frustrated when somebody doesn't realize their full potential. And knowing that, I thought to myself, there must be a lot of similarity between his mother and Tom Izzo. Am I right about
Definitely. you know, when Coach Izzo was recruiting me, it was on an unofficial visit up at Michigan State. Him and my mom got into a heated battle. Now, mind you, this has always been my dream school, so I'm sitting in this office like, man, will she be quiet? Like, you're finna ruin my dream. And she's in a heated battle like, I called you, you didn't return my phone call, I called him a liar and everything. He's like, well, I didn't get a call. You know, my secretary didn't tell me you called, so how was I supposed to know? So they get to arguing and going at it. And they quickly realize that they both want the same thing. They're both trying to get the same thing done. And now you can't keep them off the phone with each other. They're definitely similar. So when I got to Michigan State, it wasn't a huge adjustment for me going to Coach Izzo and hearing nothing but yelling, because I heard it every day of my life anyway.
You went all 4 years to Michigan State, and I know, Harrison, you came out after 2 years, and I'm just wondering if you both would tell me in about 2 minutes here your thoughts about the pros and cons of either going the full 4 years or going and coming out early. Harrison?
Well, perspectives on both?
Yeah, well, yes, exactly. I mean, you came out a shorter period of time, but mm-hmm. I'll get the four-year perspective mm-hmm. from Draymond.
I mean, to me, it's all about when you're ready personally. I mean, obviously, there's certain things you want to accomplish. You know, I'm trying to go back right now and get my degree. That's something that, you know, Draymond's already got off his books. But I think it's just a matter of, you know, whenever you feel like you're ready, whenever you feel like your coaches feel like you're ready, and whatever you feel like, that's the best decision for your family as well, because it's a whole lifestyle change and it affects all the people in your circle.
I wouldn't have mind going after my second year, you know, but like you said, it's about when you're ready. You know, I probably wouldn't have got drafted after my second year of college. So, no, it's just, I think one of the things about me coming out as a four-year guy, a lot of guys who came out after 2 years, I'm probably a lot more mature than. You know, Harrison, there's an exception to every rule. You know, Harrison, he's very mature for his age. But, you know, I think being that I've experienced so much more, you know, played a lot more games, played at a higher level than some guys for a longer period of time, you know, it can have an upper hand in some areas. But, like I said, of course, this guy's an exception to that rule.
I got to tell you both, as I sit here and listen to you, I know how people around the world are going to hear this interview. They're going to be blown away, first of all, about how articulate, insightful, and what kind of answers that you give. I mean, I've been doing this business for a long time, and I think there's something to communication, whether it be verbal or on the basketball court. Would you agree with me, Harrison, that ability to communicate really transposes itself into almost anything you do in life?
No question. I mean, I think obviously Draymond's, you know, much better, you know, motivational speaker, you know, puts the words and speeches together a lot better than I do. But obviously, anytime you can, you know, articulate your words, you know, it changes your whole message. I mean, if you're trying to give a motivational speech, you know, to a group of guys, you know, Draymond's known for being, you know, a vocal leader. So, you know, if you try to go and speak to the team, you know, if you have a guy who frankly can't talk, I mean, it's going to change the whole vibe of that, you know, that message you're trying to get across. And you know, obviously, when you have a guy who's articulate, it's a lot better.
We'll take a break here, come back on the other side. And when we do, we'll talk about the professional aspect of their basketball careers as well. We have a pair of young forwards with the Golden State Warriors and watch for them as they play. Harrison Barnes and also Draymond Green. We've got you on Sports Byline.